was just as I've been canvassing around this last couple of weeks, I've just been talking to a lot of older people, and the amount of services that have been cut in the last number of years has been, it's very worrying for them. Like, you know, and this is, you know, all kinds of services, really. Like, you know, from simple things like the ability to buy tickets, bus tickets and GA tickets, without having to do it online, and then other services, then like respite services and carer services and stuff. There seems to be massive cuts over the last number of years, and the older people are very worried about it. Well, listen, a lot of it has to come at government level, where the services have to be improved, like especially respite services and carers allowance and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people applying for carers allowance. Older people are applying to care for their, you know, husband or wives or other older people or disabled children, and it's just taken a hell of a long time for the applications to go through. Majority of applications seem to be turned down, and then they have to go through the whole review process and even the appeals process, you know, which is taking months and months sometimes for a decision to be made. It takes about 12 weeks for a decision to be made in the first place. Then afterwards, then you could be waiting for another maybe 8 or 12 weeks for a review, and then possibly another couple of months then if a review fails for an appeal, you know. So the whole lot seems to take a lot of time, you know, and the older people are just very worried that these things are disimproving rather than improving, you know. There's I know the local link has improved a lot over the last number of years. The bus service has improved, but it's still not perfect. You know, there's still a lot of places that aren't being served by the local link. A lot of villages and towns that are, you know, might only have one bus service a day, you know, and with the cost of diesel and petrol and stuff, like, you know, the people are, especially older people, are really struggling to be able to get to, you know, where they would need to go to for essential services and just the daily needs.